Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
blessings. You are now listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Giving Life, featuring Shira J of Sugar Free TV. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9 Penn Station. Again, that's the new hashtag 109-9 Penn Station. So definitely come back if you miss a show. All right. Before we open up the show, I would like to invite our multitude of wonderful guest listeners who are listening in through the call-in and also listening in live. You can participate in the chat room by logging in and creating either a Blog Talk Radio account, or if you already have one, just log in and you'll be able to chat freely with us in the chat room, because we do have interesting dialogue going on there as well. So definitely do join us in the chat. All right, before we get into the show, also I'd like to do our opening little intro, which is our life affirmation, and then we're going to get into the yoga pose of the month, then we'll be bringing on our lovely guest, okay? So our life affirmation tonight is, I live in harmony and balance with my divine purpose. I honor life as a gift and opportunity to experience great and powerful things. I am free from limitation in my life, and I heal and help others heal around me. My works are sacred, and I am living. Okay? So you can check that out on the conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com page, and you'll definitely be able to see those and other affirmations like it. Our yoga pose for the month is the bridge pose. And the benefits of this pose is that it strengthens the back, the glutes, the legs, and the ankles. It opens up the chest and the hips and stretches the chest, neck, shoulders, and spine. It calms the body, alleviates stress and mild depression. It stimulates the organs in the abdomen, the lungs and the thyroid, and rejuvenates tired legs and improves our digestion. So you definitely want to go onto the blog site to check that out and see step-by-step information on how to get into that pose, and you can, you know, improve your life by improving your yogic practices. I just did some yoga today. Feeling wonderful, high, powerful energy tonight. All right, so we're going to jump right into the show, and I'm going to bring on our guest, Shira. Shira, are you on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, because I literally just hung up. I was like, oh, Lord.
No, it's all good. So, peace, sis, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're wonderful. So give my listeners who might not be familiar with you a little bit of information about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, right now, sort of self-employed, just doing videos on YouTube with my channel, Sugar Free TV, but simultaneously I'm working on many different projects that are not just film-related, but sort of anything related to the industry, entertainment industry. I'm working on something in just about every aspect of that.
Okay, definitely. I mean, I've been following you for a while on your YouTube page as a subscriber and a viewer of your YouTube. And the first thing that attracted me to your page was, you know, I'm a woman. I like to take care of myself. So the hair tutorials and the makeup tutorials really drew me to your page. But then, you know, what kept me there was your personality. You're very funny. You're very outgoing. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're sisters from a different lifetime, because I act just like that. So definitely you are a very entertaining spirit. But the reason I wanted you to be on the show is because although you're entertaining, at the same time you're very knowledgeable and a very intelligent sister. And so
the things
that you've put together, I feel need to be shared with the world. So
okay.
Let us know about Giving Life and what that is.
Well, Giving Life is a documentary that I started about a year ago, which is really just a documentary on the natural birthing process. But in addition to that, it's sort of pre-education for anybody that's planning to have a child or even not planning to have a child, and explaining, you know, sort of the dangers and perils of just who you surround yourself with during that very important time of gestation of your, you know, fetus and all the way to giving birth. What is, you know, what are the critical points of giving life?
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. What inspired you to come up with this concept?
Well, I was in a really unfortunate situation. I was living in New York, and when I found out I was pregnant, I honestly wasn't working, and I had a lot of separate issues going on. So it was unfortunate that I was unable to really plan it and give my child this sort of, I don't want to say the life that I had anticipated, because I still feel like I'm giving her a good life, but I wasn't able to really give her the type of, I guess, pregnancy. The pregnancy is really important. So I felt like I wasn't able to give her something really good because her father really wasn't around. And so not only that, but I educated myself on natural birth during the process. And I thought to myself, well, I think it's really critical, especially for African-American women, because I'm African-American, to learn about this and to, you know, I feel like it's what really shapes and molds us as adults. You know, whatever happens to us in the womb, whatever happens to us at birth, it's critical. And so I wanted to be able to share my perspective to the world.
Definitely. I mean, we did a show on holistic parenting a couple weeks ago. We had a sister who was a numerologist come on and explain to us the numerological importance of the names that we give our children and the whole birthing process. We've actually had a whole show on natural birth. So, I mean, this is a topic that's no stranger to conversations with the queen, but it's just something I keep hitting on because, especially in the Black community, it's not something that's really talked about. And
not
it's not something that is really given, handed to us as information, you know, from generation to generation, because unfortunately a lot of us came through C-section births, and a lot of us came through, you know, other unnatural means of birth. Not that there's anything wrong with that if it's absolutely necessary, but we definitely need to focus on being healthier mothers so we can have healthy natural births because of all the reasons that you just stated.
Yes.
So how did you come up with the name? Because that name is so unique. It's so you. And I was like, yes, this has to be the name of the show.
Right? Well, actually, it's a double entendre, which I enjoy always doing double entendre. But anyways, so it's the literal meaning of giving life. You are literally, as a female, biologically able to give life. And then in addition, on a separate note, it was for my, basically anybody in the LGBT community. Giving life means sort of that you're inspiring someone or you're giving them, I guess, inspiration would be the best word. So giving life also means inspiration if you translate it in terms of, you know, anybody in the LGBT community and what they would use it for. So it means both things.
Okay. So you definitely flipped it on a double meaning tip. So... why do you feel it's important to create this type of documentary?
Well, once again, you know, I don't think people always correlate what happens at birth to what happens throughout the duration of your life, but it's often implicated. You know, maybe the way that you came into this earth is the way that you have a tendency towards. So, for example, if you come into this, you know, earth, you know, tragically or traumatically, you tend to have a traumatic life. If you come into a peaceful situation, you tend to have a peaceful life. And not only that, But once again, I was dealing with some seriously, I'll just use the word ghetto, ghetto fabulous situations going on. Like, I really was. And I feel like we often go through that, you know, whereas, you know, I don't know, perhaps everybody goes through something that might be sort of ghetto fabulous. And when I say ghetto fabulous, what I do mean is, you know, I'm playing on the word, but what I mean is you go through something that is not perhaps, what's the word, optimal, you know, something that you might not consider an optimal situation. And so I want people to be able to go through an optimal situation if they can, if they can think about it, if they can absorb the information. And also it's not just for women. You know, for example, if there's a man out there or perhaps someone is, you know, adopting, it's just as important to convey this information. So I feel like this is for everybody. It's for everybody.
Definitely. So I know you did the campaign on YouTube where you were raising funds to, you know, get this documentary together. And that's when I actually reached out to you originally to be on the show. But, I mean, I still want other people to understand what we can do to help you create this because, first and foremost, there's not a lot of sisters out there who are brave enough to go through the process that you've gone through and then come out and want to help others do better. So I think as a community, it's our obligation to get involved and help you. So what could we do to help you?
Well, when I did the Kickstarter campaign, of course, I didn't reach the goal, so therefore I was not funded at all. I was funded 0%. However, what I have ascertained is I basically need about $5,000 worth of equipment. I have an entire list of exactly what I need to basically create my own production company, which it consists of everything from a prosumer camcorder all the way to software like Final Draft and you know, Final Cut Express, as well as I need a MacBook. Right now I'm renting a MacBook, and I'm not even renting it. My mom's renting it, and it goes back, like, in a week. So I really just need supplies and equipment. And if somebody knows a hookup or has something they're getting rid of, I would totally appreciate it. You know, I'm not a chooser. I'm a beggar, so. But I really do. I would say the number one thing is a MacBook, like, I know people want to donate money, but I've had a lot of, I don't know. I want to receive help, but at the same time, I feel like money, I'd rather it just be the equipment than the money. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it could be more direct that way and more fair, I think, for, you know, everyone involved. So that's what I would need help with.
So how could they contact you to get you that if they do have those means?
My email is sugarfreemail, all one word, at rocketmail.com.
Okay.
So it's an email that I check it. I try to check it every day. No, I didn't used to, but I do try every day now.
Okay. Definitely. So you heard it. If you got it and you want to support it, definitely email the sister. Let her know what's up. All right. So how has motherhood changed you personally?
Well, whenever... I feel like the biggest moral obligation of any human being, regardless of whether or not you have a child, is to put the child first because your children are, you know, essentially the version of you that you couldn't be. So you know, you weren't able to choose when you were growing up. You were not able to choose if you went to church. You weren't able to choose your religion. You weren't able to choose what you ate, what you wore, your personality even. You really, you know, you, as a child, you struggle against this because you're smaller than your, you know, adult counterparts. So then you go into the world and you're just kind of baffled. So being a mother has allowed me to see myself as constantly having to modify myself, constantly having to become the best version of myself so that my child gets the best opportunity at being herself that she can have. And so that's how it's changed me.
I mean, that's a great announcement. I couldn't have put it any better myself because I feel like so many people don't really realize, you know, that power that they hold as parents and what they're really, you know, doing or for or to the child, you know, when they're parenting them and they're not their best self. Because I feel like, honestly, a lot of times as parents, people tend to want to either give too much for the child or not give enough
mm-hmm.
to the child without
mm-hmm.
actually properly checking who they are in order to see how they're going to interact with the child. So, you know,
right.
it's just really about, it's a full evolution of self, I feel like. Parenthood is an evolutionary point in your life. So what advice would you give to young single mothers out there aspiring to reach their dreams?
I would give them this formula, and the formula is dreams equals perseverance plus stability.
Mm-hmm.
So for a mother, I would say. And the reason
mm-hmm.
I say this is because if you're not a mom, I would say F the stability, go for the perseverance, you know, pursue. But when you have a child, it's obviously important that the child has routine and has, of course, boundaries, and therefore stability is key. So
mm-hmm.
somehow, you know, I'm not living, for example, in New York, which I want to be so bad. But right now I'm in a place where it's really, you know, suburbia and it's like really quiet, but it's stable. So that's what's important for her. And I would say your dreams are important for you. So you
mm-hmm.
need the perseverance aspect so that you can still be the best self that you can be. You can show your child, look, pursue your dreams. I'm doing it. But also, you know, I'm not going to let you be out in the street eating at the garbage dumpster if I don't have to, you know,
definitely.
If I don't have to. So that's what I would say.
Definitely. That's great advice. All right. We do have an hour and 8 minutes left on the live stream call. I'm going to stop for a little bit and a little bit of a moment, a second, and we're going to go into our commercial/music break. When I come back, we're going to finish up the rest of the presentation part of this interview, and then we will start taking questions. The call-in number for questions is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-38-1. Okay? So anybody who has any call-in questions, you can definitely call in after the commercial break. All right, we're going to get into these commercials.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through tayqueen@hotmail.com. That's TAEQUEEN@hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formula. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.insidebodybyconcier.com. That's www.insidebodybyconcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email concierthoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/HealEyeSelf. That's HealEyeSelf. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past and allow myself to heal every pain.
Conversations with the Queen, kicking it with me, your host, Tay Queen, and the beautiful, lovely guest speaker tonight, Shira J of Sugar Free TV. We're talking about giving life and her whole career, just everything that she's bringing to the table and who she is an awesome person. All right, that song that you just heard was by a South African artist. I love her to death. Her name is Lyra. It was called Soul in Mind. She is awesome. If you don't know about her, go check her out, support her, everything. She's an awesome artist. All right, so we're going to get back into the meat of this interview. But before we do, I'd like to give out the calling number one more time because we will be accepting callers in a very short while. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. And all you have to do is press 1 once you're on the queue, and I will be notified that you want to ask your question. Okay. So you have a lot of projects going on simultaneously, and one that sticks out to me, and I was like, yes, I'm doing it, I'm with you, sis, was Vision Class. I'm like, yes, we're getting there, I'm doing it with you.
Yes.
So what is Vision Class?
Okay. Vision Class is an online class that is for anyone to join. Basically, it consists of online lectures, and of course, if you go to Facebook, and I'm going to use Google Plus now because people have who have YouTube also have to have Google.
Yes.
And I'm going to use that for basically posting syllabi, textbook materials, any class materials. And what we're doing is we are collectively learning about how we can achieve our dreams and also our life purposes.
Okay. That's powerful. So why did you feel the need to develop this class?
Well, I felt a need to develop this class for a multitude of reasons. Namely, I feel that I have connected with my greater purpose, and I feel that I have achieved many of my dreams. I haven't necessarily articulated everything that's going on behind the scenes because some crazy, wonderful things have really been happening to me in the past few months. But I wanted to share that knowledge with everyone else because I'm sure others have that breadth of knowledge as well. I'm sure that once others join the vision class, they're able to let everyone else know what they know. But together, I feel that people can really achieve more. I don't think that there are enough people. I think you said it earlier. Not enough people are in this world that are there for each other. I feel like everyone's really out for themselves, number one, which is true. But I don't think there's a lot of altruism out there. And I'm not saying that I'm being altruistic, but I am saying that there's a level of it in wanting to help people because, of course, I'm not getting paid to do this. So I do genuinely want people to achieve their dreams and their life purposes.
I think one of the biggest things and one of the biggest myths, kind of an unspoken myth about life, is that if you help others without expecting anything in return, you're going to get nothing in return, which is completely untrue. I feel like if we give selflessly from a genuine place in our heart, we get so much more out of life, period. Doors will start to open up. Things will start to open up for you that never were open before just by you being an aid in other people's lives. So I think that, you know, everything that you're doing is right on point. You know, it's 100% in line with, you know, my personal philosophies on how I view life. So, you know, that's why I got to give you the support, sister. So what is your teaching style? How would you describe it?
Well, I'm going to utilize intellect mixed with production, mixed with comedy. So the production piece is, I think, really important because I've only recently begun to expose that part of myself, but I want to really put the production in it because I think it's very key in how people can pick up the information in a shorter amount of time because I'm very verbose, as you know. So, so I feel like that's my teaching style.
Okay. So, I mean, you speak briefly on the topic of the things that you've gone through, but how have your life experiences qualified you to teach on these topics that you're going to address?
Well, I would say I don't think that I'm any more qualified, for example, than anyone else who's pursued their life goals. I think that when you pursue it, you begin to have a personal relationship with God. And there are times, of course, in all of our lives where we break off of that sort of route. But I feel like not only am I back on that route, which qualifies me, but I also feel that I have a platform of subscribers. And not only this, but I've studied these materials at least for the last 5 years. And I've really found not just that it works, but it's universal law. So I feel that since I have the platform, since I have the knowledge, and also I happen to, I'm just an orator. I'm just a speaker. That's just who I am. So I feel that since I have the voice, that I should share it, you know? And everyone else can share it too, you know? It's not just me. I think the platform will sort of, I don't want to say collapse itself, but it sort of burgeons other platforms. So I think it's going to give life, literally, to other things.
Definitely. So I know we touched a little bit on this already, but I really want people to understand your drive and your reasoning behind why you do what you do. So what is your purpose for creating these projects such as Giving Life, Sugar Free TV, Vision Class, Paris and New York, all of it? What is your purpose for creating these projects?
Well, this probably won't be my longest answer. So I would first of all like to say that like any other person who is a public sort of figure, I want to build a brand. So since I happen to have knowledge in a multitude of areas, both filmmaking as well as style, and then, of course, adding on now with the spirituality aspect, I can build my brand, my name, in a multitude of genres. I can speak to different audiences. And I feel that somehow all of the knowledge that I have in each of these areas will cross over. But also, something I want to say is, like, for example, you might see J-Lo or Beyonce or Lady Gaga, right? And they've got not just their singing, but then they've got their dancing, but then they've got a perfume, and then they've got a clothing line, et cetera, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is my version of doing that. It's like many dreams that I have that I've started, and as I've started them, God has maybe spoken to me and said, well, not right now for this and not right now for that. So Vision Class has spoken to me so strongly that I feel this is what has to be done now, and it seems that all the doors are open for Vision Class.
Okay.
So,
definitely. Okay.
That's what my project is now, the main project right now.
Mm-hmm. So how can my listeners stay in contact with you? How can they support your movement? How can they follow you? All those types of things.
Well, the main way to keep in touch with me, of course, would be through sugarfreemail@rocketmail.com. If you want to see just random stuff that I'm doing, then you can go to YouTube/sugarfreeTV. Facebook, I share a multitude of my projects as well, which is /sugarfreeTV as well. And the main thing that I think people can do, honestly, this is going to sound so random, but I think positive prayer and positive energy is what I need the most of, because that is what I think builds me up. You know, whether or not we know it, that's God is the one that sees everything. So if everyone talks to God, then God can talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really believe that. And I also want to say that I didn't mention this earlier, but I want to mention it because I think it's really important, is the concept of the collective consciousness, which I don't know if everyone's heard of that terminology before, but basically we as individuals have our knowledge. And the more that we share our knowledge in a common way with a common purpose, which right now will be Vision Class, we sort of deposit our knowledge into a bank. And then that bank is easily accessible by anyone else who taps into that same vision. So someone, you know, who's never heard of me before could just log on one day to, you know, YouTube and see that I'm doing Vision Class, and all of a sudden the floodgates are open of all this knowledge of all these other viewers and people who have all this information. So I want to say that, too, is a way to keep in touch with me. By just bringing your knowledge into the collective consciousness will open up things for all of us.
Okay.
So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, after the show and after we take these callers, I definitely want to connect with you on a personal note and see if there's anything that I can do by lending my services to, you know, all the things that you're doing. All right?
Okay.
So we do have
Thank
a caller
you.
On the queue. Now would be the time to call in with your questions, everybody. Again, the call number is 917-932-8881. And all you have to do is just press 1 and raise your hand, and I'll know that you have a question. And don't play shy like you all don't have questions, because I know you do. All right. So this caller is from the 508 area code. Caller from the 508 area code, you are now on Conversations with the Queen Live. Do you have any comments or questions?
My name is Megan, and I have been watching your YouTube channel for a long time, Shira. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Just want to let you know, girlie, you have opened doors for me without knowing it. Reason why I say that is because you have taught me about authenticity in so many different ways. I learned that being, quote, fierce is being real with yourself, being real with others, loving yourself enough to be real with yourself and with others. And, girly, you have empowered that. And,
thank you.
So, you know, I've watched everything from your makeup tutorials to those really honest posts. And,
thank you.
So what I'm trying to do is find a way to, you know, like you said, empower others. And,
right.
By watching your videos, you have helped in so many ways do that. You have given me the positivity that I needed, you know. And I also agree with what you said about prayer, that that is so important, you know.
Yes.
You know, to live, to grow, you know, so. Because through God, all honesty comes, and, you know, so I just wanted to thank you so much for showing us what fierceness really is about. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Megan.
You're very welcome.
Peace, Megan. I see you're in my area code, 508. No, Massachusetts. Big ups, big ups, Boston. You know, Massachusetts area. Hi, peace. All right, so we have another caller from the 734 area code. Caller from the 734 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
I do. Hold on, let me turn my computer down so I don't have like an echo or anything. Shira, hey girl.
Hey.
So, we were just tweeting each other. It's Tina B.
Oh, okay, Tina.
I'm being so rude to the queen. Hi, queen girl. How are you?
I'm well.
So, for starters, I feel like I should, like, introduce myself because I kind of feel like I'm, like, stalking you, Shira. We've been, like, best friends. Like, we done cook together. We done made spaghetti together. We done made some curry chicken. We done did all natural tutorials. We done beat our faces, honey. We done did pieces and pieces together, okay? We done been together for some years. We done been together, for, like, since last year prior to.
Okay.
So, I feel like a lot of stuff that we go through is at the same time.
Okay.
And I felt myself having to take a hiatus from someone who I find, I love them to death, and I hold them so near and dear to my heart. Like, it's killing me. Like, I cried all day, 2 days ago because I have to go on a hiatus from this person.
Right.
But I feel like a little while ago you did a video about, I'm tearing up, good job, Tita. You did a video about being drained.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm constantly being drained by this person. I'm putting so much into them. They need emotional support. I'm there. They come over my house. I cook for them. You're hungry. I can be broke. Sure, I was on a 21-day fruit juice fast. And this fool told me they was hungry, and I got them made enough food for two, but it was just for them. So just recently I'm like, okay, look, I need to go on a hiatus from you. I need to get me back. I'm focusing too much on you. I'm losing me. Like, I completely lost me. I lost my pretty. I'm not fierce. I'm not me anymore.
Yes, I know it.
And I feel like I'm being very selfish. Like, I was talking to them today. I decided I need to go on hiatus a couple days ago, but I was talking to them today, and they had an attitude about the fact that I need to go on a hiatus. I need to cleanse myself of you for a hot second. We'll be cool later, but right now I can't do this.
Yeah.
And they were giving me much attitude about it, and I'm wondering, like, how do I get over this? This, not necessarily, I feel like I'm being selfish almost, but I need to. So how do I get over that?
You do. So how do you get over it? Okay. So obviously I don't know this other person, but I think the first thing to determine is if they really are for you. And the easiest way, I think, to determine that is to know yourself, which typically, if you're going through all of this, it typically means that they are not for you, especially right at this time. They may be for you, but not at this time. And so the way to get to know yourself is to have a relationship with yourself. And I feel like so many of us, we spend so much time in a relationship with someone else, and rarely do we ever just give ourselves the exact same attention and love that we give to someone else. We don't even know what a relationship with ourselves means. But it really does mean having the capability of, for example, taking yourself out to eat and not worrying about whether or not you're with somebody. You can do this for yourself. Or take yourself to the movies. I used to take myself to the movies all the time by myself. I went to see Cadillac Records alone. You know, I went to see scary movies alone. So having this relationship with yourself is crucial, because not only do you get to know what you want, therefore you can find out if this person's even in the scope of what you even want, but in addition, you find out how fabulous you are. So what ends up happening is you turn down so many people for the most trivial of things, and then you say to yourself things like, hey, I think this is selfish. Absolutely. Be as selfish as possible, because what's the difference from you having somebody who is catering to you, who is juicing and fasting on their own right, and they're giving you the food, they're cooking for you. You know, why are you not deserving of that? Well, you are. And also, you are not just deserving of someone to give up things for you, because really, that's not even love either. You know, giving up for yourself for someone else isn't really love, because, you know, for example, myself as a mother, I can't give my daughter everything she needs when I'm depressed and I'm deprived.
I just told somebody else that. It's craziness.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the oxygen mask in the plane. You don't give yourself the oxygen. They said give yourself the oxygen first, honey, before you give it to someone else. And it's really real. I mean, you can't give someone in abundance when you are in a place of deprivation. So you have to already be in a place of abundance. And the other person that you meet also has to be in that same place, because none of you can be starving. Because the person who's eating will then starve. So both of y'all need to be eating on your own. You need to be able to go procure your own food on your own, essentially, is the metaphor I'm using. So take care of you first. And the way to get over this person is, it's difficult, but one thing I had to do, for example, in my situation, I had to keep reminding myself that I was, you know, I'm above this. I'm worth more than this. Somebody that's not going, someone that would, you know, not worry about how I'm feeling in this respect, not even to understand. The person, if they can't even understand where you're coming from, how you even get to this place where you are right now, if they can't even fathom or understand that, they are not for you right now, for sure. They have to even be worthy of understanding what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get to that place, you can feel, you know, you can feel in this place where you can let them go. You can feel like, well, it might hurt to let you go, but I know why I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? It might hurt, but it's necessary. So that overrides the hurt, if you can get to that place.
True.
Right on.
Does that answer your question?
It does. It's just it's a bunch of honesty, and I was expecting it, but
And do you know that this?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And I think what we have to realize in our life is that when we are vibrant beings, opposites attract. So you're going to attract positive people to you, too, but you're also going to attract negative people to you. And sometimes what happens is certain people that don't have their own, they don't have their own energy to sustain themselves, they become parasitic on you because they know that you do have that energy, so they're sucking that life from you. Don't when you say you're feeling drained, you're not being metaphorical, you're being serious and you're being literal.
Yes.
Your spirit energy is being taken from you. So it's just don't feel bad about being responsible for yourself. I think that's what we really need to understand is, you know, we can't feel bad because we're looking out for us. Even though sometimes in this society it's looked at as selfish, it's not really selfish because ultimately if everybody took responsibility for themselves, there would be no issues in the world. There wouldn't be the same depravity. There wouldn't be the same conflict that we have in this world if everybody had really taken care of themselves. Not talking about making sure they got the flyest shoes and making sure they got the flyest hair and nails. I'm talking about taking care of the inside of yourself. So it's just, you know, just make sure you don't feel bad about that. Anything you got to add, Shira?
Oh, I was just going to say, if it's any consolation, typically as you said, these people become attracted to you again. So you'll get to this place of abundance, and this person will come to leech on you again, no doubt. They're going to come back. But you've got to be prepared for that, because I have certain someone coming back hard, and I'm like, you know, that is the hardest piece, to stay away when they're trying to come back because you care about them.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But you got to stay away. You know, at least until you're healed and you can see everything for what it really is instead of seeing it from the love aspect.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Thank you.
So I hope that helps.
Okay.
It has just.
I'll
handle it.
I know how it feels.
I'll handle it.
I do know how it feels. And I know that same voice where people are like, does that help? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Well, stay encouraged and, you know, definitely, you know, keep up because, you know, you're on the right path. The fact that you found Shira,
yes.
who's giving you this information, the fact that you've found this show,
yes.
which can also help you out a lot if you choose to become a regular listener.
Definitely.
Just keep that positivity around you. You're going to heal. You're going to rebound, sis, okay?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm getting prepared for my business class, okay?
Hey,
let's go.
And email me. Email me. So if you need to, email me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You ladies take care. Have a good evening. And I will definitely
okay.
start listening every Monday. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank
All
you.
Right, no problem.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.
All right. We do have some more callers on the queue. Again, don't forget that if you do have a call and you're already on the line, just press 1 so I can know that you have a call and I can get to you. Okay? So we do have another caller on the line. Caller. From the 281 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
I do. Oh, wow. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you, Shira. And thank you for hosting the show, Queen.
No problem.
It's really, really nice to see us getting together and really promoting consciousness and moving forward.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
definitely there's a transformation, which I must say, Shira, you have been on board with this years ago. So the transformation that's taken place today that,
yeah.
you know, so many people are looking for the new world. They're looking for what, you know, all of the gurus have been talking about for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, we have Jesus, we have Buddhas, we have so many
right.
people that have been conscious,
yes.
you know, for such a long time, and you was pretty yes. much on board with this years ago, and so
right.
I really am grateful that you have touched so many lives, and, you know, grateful to YouTube that they were able to allow people like you to spread the word and the consciousness to move people
mm-hmm.
forward, because when I tuned into your channel, but the whole thing is, Shira, you have such a full package. Because not only are you conscious, you are humorous.
Yes.
Your flyers all get up, okay?
No,
your flyers
you.
All get up. So you
thank
appeal
you.
To people in so many ways. You know what I mean? There are so many times that I've been sad and I could sit there and watch video after video after video. And before I know it, my worries are gone. I'm laughing and just having a great time just watching your channel. But anyway, I do know that what you were talking about. Oh, congratulations on the baby. I know she's a big now.
Oh, thank you.
And we saw how hold on. Ask your dad. Excuse me. Sorry, in action.
Okay.
I remember how I saw your last video with the baby and you wrapped her around your neck, and I think me as well as so many other people watching you, I was like, oh my God, what is she doing? And you had a handle on her so strong.
Yeah,
anyway, you know
it.
What you're doing. You know what you're doing.
I got it.
You got that.
I did have it. I did.
I see. You know your baby, and that's wonderful that you have that great connection. God is working so mysteriously, obviously
yes.
not moving forward in the area that you want to, but it's definitely because so many people don't know their children. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You gotta know your kids, and you're doing such an awesome job. I can see already you connected. You connected.
Yes.
So that's beautiful. But I did want to say about the relationships thing, I have such a different perspective about that,
okay.
and I'm probably... probably different from a lot of the viewpoints. You know, a lot of times we talk about people and you know, we all have our stuff. Even mm-hmm. some of us who are on the path of consciousness, we
right.
all got our stuff. And
yes,
even the
yes.
ones that are on the path of consciousness, you don't even recognize. You think you're on the path like, yeah, I'm cleansing myself. I'm on the path. I'm spiritually
right.
cleansing. I'm removing myself of all negativity. But at the same time, you still got stuff. Because
right.
if you didn't have stuff, you wouldn't be here anymore.
You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. That's right. That's right.
You wouldn't
That's
be
right.
here anymore. You're here. You're here for obviously a reason. And,
right.
you know, your path is going to have all these setbacks and downfalls because it's to teach you something. Now, when it comes
True.
To that relationship part, I
yes.
know I might be different, but believe it or not, I don't think there was ever a person. I think I've dated enough people, and
okay.
even in my friendships, beyond that, my family relationships, there's always an issue. There's always
okay.
an issue. And
yeah.
I can say that because
yeah.
there is something for you to learn. And even in
okay.
cleansing, it's like, you know what, I think it's time that I separate from that. I don't know about you, but I still find myself pondering over why things are the way they are. Like, I'm trying to get the lesson. Like, I'm trying to get it.
Okay.
What is it
okay.
that I'm missing? So,
okay.
you know, when you have long-term relationships,
right.
it's like that. It's like, and it comes in phases. Sometimes, more often than not, it's almost the same thing that you deal with that person time and time again. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
you get tired of dealing with that thing, and you're like, this thing is not going to change. I think
right.
I need to break off because it's
right.
obviously not going to change. But
yeah.
I heard somebody tell me this, and I didn't really like it too much because I was like, I disagree. But with time, it kind of settled in,
okay.
and the person said, that thing that annoys you so much about that person, believe it or not, that's something that you need to learn.
Mm,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't need to learn that.
Right.
That stuff. But with time, it started to make sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's
there's
real.
Something that I deal with my significant other, and, you know, that thing drives me up the wall. And it came to, you know, with time I started to realize that, yeah, I do need to learn. Like, I'm a very aggressive person. Fire is underneath the skin. I have low patience. I can't. And the thing that annoys me about my significant other is that he is overly patient. He is
mm.
very slow to
mm.
get to where, you know. And that, I'm like, come on, we got to get, let's get going. That amongst other things, but, you know, that core issue is the thing that drives me nuts. And my issue drives him nuts. And I'm saying that in the mundane way, you know, because, of course, the depth of that can go to so many levels. But I do realize that it is something that I need to develop. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that experience, because I do sometimes feel like a lot of people go on this path with dealing with their significant others, and they do
mm-hmm.
feel that whatever that thing is that they have,
yeah,
that's not my problem. That's their problem, and I'm out.
Right.
You see what I mean? That's their
right.
thing. I cannot. It's not part of my issue. That's something they have before me, and I'm going to leave
mm-hmm.
them with it.
mm.
I got to go back on my journey, and that's your journey. But I feel
right.
like in the midst of that, you lose a lot. Because remember, I don't know about you. I don't want to push my viewpoints on you. I am saying that, you know, with your relationship, it's like two halves of a whole that have to be complete. Unfortunately,
right.
sometimes, in fact, I'm going to even step it up and say almost all the time, everybody's severed in some kind of, have some sort of fragility
mm-hmm.
in some way, form, or fashion, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we're here to kind of mend that. But in the lack of patience of people mending and developing, don't get me wrong, I do not feel as if anyone should ever be harmed.
Mm-hmm.
Ever, safety is always foremost, you know. And there are certain things that always, you know, come before anything else. But I do believe we have to kind of be a little bit more willing to reflect on what it is that you're here to learn with this person. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I talk so much, but can you
okay.
tell me what you think about that? Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
No, I fully agree. I think in my most recent situation, you know, people always come to me and say, you know, that my other half, for example, was, you know, kind of immature or really immature. And that's a big piece of truth that I have to say right now. And then I realize about myself where I lacked maturity. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was my issue as well, you know, thinking that that was something that I was upset about for so long. And then I realized, you know, well, hey, there's part of me, that part of me needs to grow up. And so
mm-hmm.
I feel like the baby was the solution out of that
mm-hmm.
that helped me to do that. So I do think mm-hmm. people are there for a reason. Sometimes something can come out of it. For example, a child, which hopefully, typically children are supposed to do that for you, but it doesn't do it for so many people, as we can see all these
mm-hmm.
shootings and stuff going on. I'm not trying to judge, but I'm just saying it's something going on.
Right.
But I will say, yeah, I see that. I see that. And I do think there's a certain amount of time with which you can work with somebody, but I think the bigger key is separating when you realize, as you said before, that it's done and why it's done and what you can do to transform yourself, utilizing that lesson. Because, yeah, everybody does have a lesson with each individual that they encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to your vision class. I'm waiting.
Thank you.
I got my
book. It's a couple
book.
Months now. It's a couple months, so I just want to throw that out there. But it, you know, I'll keep posting, so I just want to remind that.
Yeah,
remind
post,
that
post, post. Keep us in the loop with whatever new
right.
revelations you come up. You know, we come
right.
across so many things in life, so many signs, you
right.
know. And so when you come across those things, it's good to hear, because I think, like myself, you have so many people that, you know, are encouraged by what you have to offer. And the fact
right.
that you've
Definitely.
Been so transparent, you know,
mm-hmm.
people don't want to be transparent, so I appreciate that, Shira,
yes.
so much.
Exactly.
I mean that clearly. It's not even, you know, I love the fact that you are, you know, willing to show us the ups and downs, the ins and outs, because we all go through it. But so many
right.
people want to put on the face and looking good and smelling good and feeling good. That it's not even realistic. It's not even realistic. So thank you
True.
For that. All right.
Okay.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Day. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you. Peace.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
We have another caller on the queue.
Okay.
Caller from the 508 area code.
Uh-oh.
Again, 508-345 area code. You are live on Conversations
mm-hmm.
with Queen. Peace,
Peace.
Queen.
Peace.
Hello?
Hello. I'm sorry. This phone is muting and unmuting.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being heard clearly?
Yeah, you're being here.
Yeah.
Heard.
Okay. Well, it is nice to, I thought it was just me and my sister going through this spiritual journey, and it's nice to meet another person, even if it's third party.
Mm, thank you. Nice to meet you.
I heard a couple of your conversations earlier with, in one particular, one of your comments stuck out, your other half is immature, and you find that it's also something, an area you need to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
So I related to it, and I realized that I call it immature as well, but I've been told time and time again that I need to learn how to lighten up. My sister has told me many times I need to ground myself with rose quartz and love crystals and learn how to lighten up and let go. What have you done on that journey
mm-hmm.
to heal that part of yourself?
I've done so many things. Okay. I want to share something really fast that Bronze Goddess, I don't know if anyone watches her, but I actually had a conversation with her on the phone where she kind of like, boy, she, like, preached to me. I was about to fall out in the street. So she, one thing that she said to me was what she did was she kind of overdosed on inspiring materials, for example. So for her, it was T.D. Jakes' sermons. and also she read The Secret over and over. And so for me, I overdosed on different things as well, but the main thing I did, oddly enough, is called thought replacement. Mm-hmm. And so every time I had a negative thought, and one of my friends told me this as well, that if you spend like 17 seconds or something on this thought, then the thought can grow, you know, and basically attract more negative. So I would notice myself having these thoughts, and I would replace the thought with something positive or something that I wanted or wanted to happen. So that was really big for me, oddly enough, in this time. But then again, I read a lot. I read a lot of like metaphysical books. I also watched a lot of, programs on, religious programming and such. So I really did utilize what was out there in the universe to help me feel more grounded and more positive and more peaceful. And also, I spent a lot of time talking to friends because, again, they have the same knowledge. We all have the same knowledge. They just reiterated it for me in their own words. And so all these things together were different things that I did during this time. And, of course, I stopped talking to the person. That was a big. So.
Okay.
Did I answer it or did I help?
That was very helpful.
Okay.
The thought replacing was something my sister did not touch on. We probably spoke around it, but when it's family, you always get to hear it from somebody else for it to sink in.
Right.
So I'm sorry, sis, but
no,
what I got from her.
Yeah.
This is what I got from you. And I like my favorite part was the thought replacing. Replacement.
Okay.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah, that's what I also had therapy during this time. And pretty much everybody gave me thought replacement as a concept, but they said it and worded it in different ways. And it finally sunk in that it was coming from so many different places. It was like, okay, that's what you need to start trying. And I just tried it, and it really worked. I mean, it really, to this day, I get mad every day. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I get mad about what happened to me, which I haven't even explained it. I was, I had some mess happen to me. But when I think of the thought, I realize all it's going to do is trap me into obsession about it. And then not only will I obsess about it, but then I start thinking what I can't do, what I'm not good enough for, how fat or how whatever, how flawed I am. I mean, it really brings all of those thoughts into your head. Another thing God has said to me, which was also based out of the book The Secret, is that thoughts are things.
Mm-hmm.
And she said everything that exists in this earth was thought of first, including the earth. And I said to myself, well, that's pretty obvious knowledge, but if you really think about it, stuff that is not here yet is because it hasn't been thought of. Every detail of your life, someone thought of it in some way, shape, or form. It's not just there. I know this for a fact. So when I finally like absorbed that information, I was like, wow. So really what you think, I don't know if you've watched What the Bleep Do We Know. Has anyone watched that?
Definitely watched it. Mm-hmm.
What the Bleep Do We Know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was, the part about the water. The water was, I don't know people that are listening, but the water, there was a Japanese guy who had these water bottles, and he put different labels on the bottle saying, tree of love and like I love you and all these different things. And then there was other bottles that were negative that would say things like I hate you, I'm going to kill you, all this stuff. And so when people when they examined the water crystals, the water molecules, the ones that were assigned with the loving label literally looked like snowflakes, these beautiful crystallized forms. And the ones that said I hate you, I'll kill you looked like crap, like a blob of water. And so the guy said, well, if your thoughts can do this to water, imagine what they can do to you. And I was like, woo.
Wow.
And you're 70% water. You're over 70% water. So you're constantly absorbing that information.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going
to
tell you
this. Like, queen, take it to the next level.
Yeah, I was going to take it to the next level is I feel like God put the earth here for us to, be reminded of ourselves. So everything that happens on a macro level on the earth happens in a micro level in our bodies, on everything. That's why, earth is considered mother and then the heavens are considered father. Like, the earth is literally this living, breathing organism. And the earth is also three-fourths water, just like we are. So, the rivers and the streams, like our blood vessels, our aorta and our arteries and our veins. So it's all mm-hmm. mirrored. So we can really pay close attention to the earth to see what are we, you know, who are mm-hmm. we. So.
Definitely.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, I hope that helped out.
So definitely.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Peace, queen. Peace, sister.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. We do have 20 minutes left on the live stream. I do encourage you that if you do have a question, do call in at this point. The call-in number, again, is 917-932-8881, and all you have to do is press 1. We have another caller that's been waiting oh so patiently. Caller from the 919 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen here with the Queen and Shira. Do you have any do you have any questions or comments? Excuse me.
Oh my gosh! Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hi. Oh my goodness.
Hey.
Okay. Well, first, I was so scared to call. I'm so glad I'm getting a chance to talk to you.
Okay.
My name is Tiffany. I am. Okay. I'm in my last semester of college, and I've been watching you my freshman year of college, and I really enjoy your videos. Your videos have really gotten me through my worst of times. You've encouraged me to, you know, not look like what I go through if I got to throw on the Afro ponytail or if I got to slick it back or if I got to get it together, girl. You are just really, you're really a bright light. And I remember you posing a question on Facebook and saying if you should post videos while you're on hiatus. And I'm actually glad that you've continued because, like, I guess I'm just drawn to you through your truth. And You're such a wonderful person, Shira. I never thought I'd talk to you. I'm actually glad that Queen, you know, you put this opportunity together for listeners to really just connect with you. And I just love you. I miss you. I just hope you continue. I already
thank you.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I have the. What's the name of the book? I have Write It Down, Make It Happen. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I've had that book for so long, so I'm actually glad you're doing the vision class. It's really been a long time since I cracked it open, but I'm proud of you. I hope you keep going. What else? As far as your hiatus, you know, I encourage you. It's so many things I want to say, but keep doing your thing, girl. Keep inspiring the people that's out here. You touch so many lives, and even when it seems like, you know, maybe I can't do this, or maybe, you know, even the fact of knowing that you had to turn in your computer in a week, I'm like, oh, man.
I know it. I know. I'm tripping.
Keep doing you, Shira. I love you to death. That's all I wanted
to
say. I know other people may have some, you know, some serious or burning questions, but that's all I wanted to say to you.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it.
Definitely. We appreciate your presence. Thank you.
I do.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, peace. Thank you.
Peace. All right. We do have a caller from the 443 area code. Caller from the 443 area code who are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hello?
Peace.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Shira. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh, my gosh. I've been following you on YouTube since either 2008 or 2009.
Oh,
and
thank you.
It's just, like, amazing to actually hear your voice, like, talking to you, like, you know, oh, it's an old regular conversation. Hey, how you doing?
it is, girl. It is.
Yes. I think what really most attracted me to you, of course, the personality and, you know, you always encouraging men, women, people who feel like they're nerdy, who feel like they maybe don't fit in, you know what I mean, to make them fit in or to just find themselves as well. And I found myself, especially going into college, you know, coming out of high school and going into college, really not having too many friends, you know, trying to figure out, okay, well, where do I fit in? And when I came across your videos, I was like, okay, this is definitely a guideline for me to actually help myself. So that's what's really helped. I just want to, you know, come on in and say thank you so much because I've been watching you since I was like maybe 19 and I'm 23 now.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's been a while, but I do have a question.
Okay.
I remember the video that you wanted to post up, something called Parents Can Suck It or Family Can Suck It. And I just remember the topic. And, you know, it's unfortunate because sometimes I feel that way, too, with my mother trying to tell me what I should and should not do, what I should go to college for, and everything. And unfortunately, I think that I've sort of followed her footsteps. Now, my real passion is dancing. I love to dance. I mean, my favorite choreographer is Danielle Polanco. She's Beyonce.
Okay. Step it up.
Oh, I would just love
Janet.
To. And she teaches, yes. And she teaches at Broadway Dance in New York.
Yes, she
and
does.
And I've been trying to get there so many times. Like,
okay.
I've been trying to get there, make some, you know, something happen, try to see if I can find any auditions, just to try. Because even at 18, I've been told that my mother then said, no, you shouldn't go and do that position or anything. You shouldn't go and pursue dance. It's not going to be the money. You know, you should go to school, be in the healthcare, be in technology or whatever, and then you make money. And I'm like, okay, I finished my undergrad, and I got a job, but I'm afraid that I'm going to be unhappy and so miserable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the week I was actually supposed to make it to New York was the week that I got the job.
Wow.
It was a hard stick because, you know, I'm the main one having money, having some income coming in. My mother is a lung transplant patient, so she cannot work. You know, sort of holding it down at the home, but pursuing something that's not that. Even though I believe in it, you know, she may not believe in it. And I'm sure I may not have gotten the support, but
right.
When it comes to dancing, dances are a dime a dozen, so they may not hire me. They may hire somebody else, and then I'm not even trained, you know, as well as all those others who've been training when they come out of the womb. So, you know, it's a lot of competition. And I'm like, how do you deal with that? How do you come to a terms that, you know, okay, maybe this isn't for me, or I still believe that I can still do it, whether if it's taking dance classes, you know, or maybe trying to find some auditions. Like, how do I come to terms, like, okay, even though I have this full-time job, how am I going to make time to actually make that dream still come true? Is it too late?
Whew, you're speaking to me right now. You are speaking to me because I moved to New York for dance. I was supposed to go to medical school, and I did it anyway. And I was 24? Okay. I have so many answers. Okay. So the first thing is this. Number one, above all, I'm not trying to, like, come between you and mama. But if your heart is talking to you, that's all God right there. I mean, your heart doesn't tell you things for no reason. Yeah. This has been, especially one of my really good friends, she used to say, whatever you dream of at night, you know, since you've been born, basically, that's who you are. So whatever you've been dreaming about, whether or not that's what your life is, you know, the trajectory of your life has proven to be, if it's in your heart, it's most likely you. I will say something about training. Who cares? No one cares about training, and this is why I'll say that. If something is for you, then it's for you. Period. You can be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and you could break your leg and break your ankle and do a backflip and, you know, land on your face, and you got the job. Oh, my God, really? Because if it's for you, it's for you. It doesn't matter, you know. Somehow the doors will open. What I will say is perhaps the doors were closed at this time for some particular reason. I don't think it means it's too late. You could start at 30, you could start at 50. But if the door is closed for you right now, it's for a reason. Maybe it is to take care of your mom. There is a lesson. There's something there. But I would say if it's on your heart, you keep pursuing it. And the door that opens for you, you keep going down that road. Don't question it. Don't worry about it. Don't think, what if I'm this? What if I'm not this? What if I'm that? Also, this about Danielle Polanco. She started off in the House of Ninja, if you know about her history. With the House of Ninja is a drag house, which I belong to as well. And she's a female as well. Mm-hmm. And she started off doing, like, battles. And so her training isn't even necessary. I mean, she is trained as well. But her training is more so voguing. Of course, ballet as well, but voguing. And she's gotten to where she's gotten because, what, she has something. She has a shtick. Her shtick is She can vogue. She can do what many voguers cannot do. So that's what she has. You might have something. You just have to figure out what it is. Me, I'm self-trained dancer. I didn't think I was going to be able to move to New York and hang, you know, but I did. I was able to hang. And so it doesn't matter. What is for you is for you. And if your heart is saying it, I'm sorry, family, but they can suck it. And I'm not trying to say that to be shady, but I'm saying it because what God tells you is what God tells you. No one else can understand that relationship. No one can understand that dialogue. You feel it, you know it, it is for you. So I think take classes. If you can't take classes, if that, you know, doesn't work out, buy some dance videos and try to learn the dances. Whatever avenue you have to take, take the avenue that you have to take. And if the doors are closed for you, which you will obviously know because something will come up that it doesn't work out, keep trying at it because it's there for a reason. Maybe, you know, maybe what will happen is you start, you know, navigating through the dancing and you realize, maybe I don't even really want to be a dancer. Maybe I want to be a choreographer. Choreographers don't even have to dance half the time. Seriously. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to. They can tell you with hand movements what they want you to do.
Fatima Robinson is like that,
So you don't, you might not even, you know, I thought my calling was dancing too. And I'm going to tell you what's interesting. I'm back here in Ohio, and let me tell you, I randomly just recently found real dancers doing real things, and I haven't found this in decades. So the fact that I'm finding it now is no coincidence. But I will say, you know, and of course I'm not working, but of course all the jobs I can get are dancing, of course.
Right.
You know, so I don't know that my divine purpose is to be a dancer, but it had led me to figure out that I can be a filmmaker. I mean, who would think that those two were connected? But it will lead you, that it's calling you for a reason. It's leading you somewhere. And if you feel that you're going to be miserable, then that's not worth it. But if right now what you need is stability for your mom, then by all means, you know, let's do you. And once you figure out, hey, I have the faith to leap and let the net appear, as Write It Down, Make It Happen says. If I can leap and let that net appear, then you leap at that time, but you do it when it feels right, and you will know. You'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much. That was a lot, and that was. I really did take it all in, but I definitely appreciate you.
Thank you,
Sierra. I'll still be watching, still be, you know, seeing your posts on Twitter, Facebook, and everything, you know, saying, hey, I feel like you're like my YouTube sister. I don't know. I was like, oh, my gosh, I wish I was, like, related to her or something. Like, I wish she was, like, my auntie or, like, my older sister.
We're all related.
Yeah.
We are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies, and you have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Peace. Thank you. All right, we do have 7 minutes left on the live stream, meaning that if you absolutely have a question, you must say it right now. You must call in right now. You must raise your hand at this very, very moment because we are about to really wrap it up. All right.
Okay.
First off, Sierra, let me say to you, you are an amazing woman.
Oh,
and
thank
the things that you have accomplished and the things that you have done are also a reflection of that inner glow, that inner truth that you have. And I think, you know, experiencing your subscribers and your followers coming to support you and shower you with the love and, you know, the prayers and the inspiration that you need, I really hope that that has sustained your spirit.
Oh, yes.
So,
definitely. For sure.
And, you know, what I just want to say to you is that anything that Conversations with the Queen can do to help you, help further your cause, help you with anything that you need, be a platform for you to get word out there sometimes. Because but the thing about Conversations with the Queen is all you need is a phone. And we could put it together. You understand? We could have that platform and you can announce whatever you need to announce. So, you know, whenever you need us, we're right here and we definitely want to support you and big you up. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Do you have any last words or any last comments you want to get to anybody out there?
I do. I want to say to the viewers, this is really genuine, okay? It's going to be sappy. when I say that I love you, it's not in the traditional sense, like, I love you. I love you on a deeper level. And what I mean is this, anybody that can give me an iota of their time or attention, you know, I think that that is remarkable because, you know, sometimes you think to yourself, like, who am I to get anyone's time? Your time is precious. You don't know how much of it you have. I think that's more important than money or any other material object. So I truly appreciate you guys. Even whatever it is that you do, whatever you don't do, I appreciate any of it because I definitely, when I get there, whatever there is, I want to reach back. And you can remind me of this, okay, if I don't do it, but I'm sure I will do it. And I definitely want to reach back. So anybody, all of you out there, that is my intention. So I know that it will happen. And I want to make sure that we all, you know, reach this sort of ascension together or at least try to get there together. So I appreciate your everything. I appreciate everything. All
right. Well, we appreciate you. Okay.
Thank you.
Peace, sister.
Peace.
All right. You have been listening to Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. We do have our online blog component, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and we do have our YouTube page as well, youtube.com/CWTQUpdate. You can go over there. Also follow me on Twitter at TayQueen and keep up with us and the things that we're doing. This is just one of many shows. We strive to bring you quality information that will uplift you, help you to better yourself as well as your community. All right, so thank you all and peace to everybody who's been listening. I hope that this show has been an uplifting one for you. All right, so I'm going to take it out with a little bit of music from another great artist. Her name is Nneka. She's from Nigeria. She is an awesome, awesome, awesome woman. You should definitely get to know her. This song is called VIP Vagabonds in Power. Peace, y'all.
Touch on me so, as they break my heart, as they do the thing we could do to me, they do me, as they rip my bragged and dignity away, as they make me this suffer, as they make me this suffer. They make me this sweat so, they make me this suffer.